This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Thanks for joining me. Morning Devotions. Now, it's been a problem for many years, but we don't quite know what to do about it. And I'm talking about that restlessness syndrome where we feel uptight, anxious and irritable. We can't quite understand what's going on. It's a feeling that something's wrong in my life. I just can't give it a name. So we find it hard to sit still, fidgety. Ever felt like that? I think you probably have. Some see it as a type of bottled up energy without a solution. What can I do with it? A kind of all-pervading anxiety and fear that something awful is going to happen to me. It's not surprising that society today proposes attractive models of happiness. You know, a nice car, a new car, good house, making yourself look beautiful or handsome, or you have a big salary. And sometimes it can appear that being happy is easy because we have everything within our reach. So yet while we may feel happy during brief moments, we feel we don't need anything else, other times the reverse happens and it can seem that the happiness we try to get can never happen. We can't find anything to be happy and contented about, and this only makes this restless feeling worse and we become more anxious. Restlessness is a sign or a symptom of something that's out of alignment within yourself. It can be physical, biochemical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. A young person who was having counselling wrote this to a counsellor. I feel restless sometimes. I'll have the TV on. I could be scrolling through my phone, starting a million projects or chores without really ever having to finish anything. I get mad at myself for wasting so much time, but I don't really know what to do. Now, I think that's probably a fairly typical response to this issue of restlessness. You could be in a rut, you're feeling bored with your life and the direction you're traveling. It could be time for a change in your lifestyle. Staying connected with people is always a good move. Our family, our friends, the support systems, or reaching out for help. These things are good. Talking to people we trust. Gathering views and then making our own decision what's best for us. These things can be great to respond to the feeling. I'm interested in the old prayer from St. Augustine that says, Lord, you've made us for yourself and our heart is restless until it rests in you. Now, it's a terrific prayer and it's a challenging one. The most compelling evidence for the existence of God is in this quote. It's a prayer, really. Lord, you've made us for yourself. Our heart is restless till it rests in you. We might call our restless heart by different names, like a search for meaning or a desire for significance. But I believe it's our soul longing for God. And I call God the Heavenly Father, as revealed in the Bible. Pope Francis defined St. Augustine's restlessness, our restlessness, as the restlessness of spiritual seeking, wanting an encounter with God, the restlessness of love. Have you ever had that encounter with God? Augustine rightly points out that our completion as individuals is not found in romance, wealth, or learning, but rather in the one who formed us. God not only formed us, but he himself came to dwell amongst us so that he could bring restoration into our hearts. And the Holy Spirit haunts us until our restlessness converts into peace through him. I'm convinced this is true. If you're feeling an inner restlessness, God might be trying to get a message to you. He does things like that to get your attention. God made you so he knows all about your anxious thoughts and the troubles that you might face. He knows that everyone experiences anxiety. The Bible is filled with many good, useful and true things that are meant to help you. You can learn to remember God instead of forgetting him. God wants us to know him, to trust him. And as we grow in our love for God, we will experience the right kind of concern in the midst of our troubles. And so bring it up to date with the New Testament, with the Apostle Paul's words in Philippians 4. The Lord is near, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we do know this restless feeling, it creeps up on us. And Lord, I know that there is an answer, not to trust in other things, but to trust totally in you. That's the best way. Thank you for that. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.